Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Plenty of other things to talk some football as well in terms of some of the lists. We're in list season, etc. I've got a list for you here just off the bat in terms of star power for the local 53. But I got to get to this right off the bat. Speaking of that, see what I did? The pun intended there. The Nationals, West Coast baseball is the worst. I hate it so much. My baby doesn't care. And that's not one of those like baby doesn't care. I actually have a baby. We have a 5-month-old. He doesn't care when they play. He wakes up when he wakes up. So old Fanny Mouye is exhausted, falling asleep, watching these games deep into the night. So I missed James Wood, his home run, live. As I get into bed after, you know, dragging a toothbrush across my stupid teeth, lying awake, and I go, oh, let me just check the score. And I missed the fact that he hit that bomb. I've, of course, seen it since. But here's what it sounded like late last night in front of the San Diegans.
That's trying to tack onto their 6-3 lead. Here's the set. The kick and the 1-0. Wood drives one. Deep right field. It's hooking toward the corner. Will it stay fair? It hits the foul pole. It's a home run. James Wood bangs it off the foul pole for a 3-run shot. The Nationals blow it wide open as they lead it 9-3.
That's our little prince. That's our 6'7 prince. I love him so much. He is wonderful. Tobes, I'm going to tag you in here for a second. Tobias Funke is with us in his normal post. I'm in a very weird place with the Nationals right now, and this is just me talking to you, Toby, and then to you guys out there in Radioland. Like, I haven't forgotten about the losing streak, right? They lost 11 straight. And while they were losing, I basically said, it's not too long before stuff like this happens, where all of a sudden they're the greatest offensive team in the world again. They go out west, so now their bats work in this time zone. Anytime you've got Josh Bell ripping an RBI single and then hitting a home run right-handed, which he has not done this year, you know, like things are going well. The same way when James Wood goes 0-for-9 hitting balls a million miles an hour and guys are getting doubled off bases, that things are not going well. Good luck, bad luck. This is the inevitable sort of ebb and flow of the season. I haven't gotten over the losing, the mischaracterization of what this season was going to be, the disappointment of the past offseason. It's not a healthy place to be as a fan where I'm not like on a binary. I guess I'm glad they won and I want them to play well. I want good things for the kids, but I'm not, it's like I haven't forgotten yet. I'm still angry.
Yeah, you can. I mean, the month of June has been horrendous for this baseball team after an encouraging month of May, and it kind of took them from being relevant, and even if they weren't going to legitimately fight for a wild card spot, I don't think anyone thought that when they were just a couple games under 500. Basically, with losing 11 in a row, the rest of this season, regardless of what they do, feels irrelevant. Like, they could go on an 8-game winning streak, and they're still well below 500.
Right. And which they did several times. I pointed this out during the streak. They lost 6-7 at one point. Lost 8-9 at one point. I think that little road trip when they went to Atlanta, lost a million times, lost first couple games after that, and then crawled back within a game or two of 500. I've already done this dance. They're going to play better baseball. And there's going to be setbacks. You play the Dodgers, you look like you're wearing the gloves on the wrong hand. But still, there's ebbs and flows to this thing. But that's why they play so many damn games. There's a million teams right now that are within 5 games of 500. Good streak, bad streak. You see the Red Sox, it's a disaster. They lost 2 or 3. See the Giants, they're on a hot streak. They've won 4 or 5. It's all the same. It takes longer, months of attrition and injuries and the Triple A Timmy coming up to fill in. How good is that guy compared to the next organization's guy, et cetera, for really to get some pack separation. So there's a lot of teams in that that muddy kind of middle is the word I'm looking for. And the Nats aren't. And like, I don't know. I'm not even really sure what I'm trying to say. I just know that I wasn't as happy as I should have been last night. We're like, oh, nice, the breakout finally came.
I mean, even for the people that didn't expect them to do what Mike Rizzo and Davey Martinez were preaching in spring training, saying this is going to be a winning ball club, you still expected improvement over 71 wins. Are they going to finish with, 72? So it's technically improvement? Like, it doesn't
unless they
feel
do what
like
they've done and they sell, Finnegan, Nathaniel Lowe, mm-hmm. a couple guys, which, by the way, I would advocate for, but I know that God forbid, you move on from some dudes and try to restock things because you're trying to deliver on some message that you're trying to wish cast it to come true, that they're going to be better than they were before.
Yeah, I think this West Coast road trip came at the perfect time for them where they can get away.
Yeah.
And you go out to Dodger Stadium and no one cares that the Nationals are in town. You go out to play the Padres, and coincidentally, those teams had just played each other not that long ago, and that's the big rivalry in baseball right now is Dodgers and Padres. So when you go into Dodger Stadium, it's like, okay, like we're going to win two or three of this series, no big deal. And you go into San Diego, and they don't care that the Nationals are coming to town, so you're not getting booed every time you walk up to the plate. And so they're kind of on their own little island, almost like a retreat of sorts where this team can kind of get back to playing better baseball and they can just be around each other and lock in again. So hopefully this road trip comes at the right time that they can refocus and get things back on track. But regardless, when you lose 11 in a row and you're already under 500, it's disappointing when you felt like this season was going to be fun for the entirety. Now, because you're so far behind, unless something miraculous happens, you're just going to be playing losing baseball the rest of the year.
Yeah. Always appreciate it, Tubbs.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.